Are you, Ken, specifically prophetic about things? I mean, do you have this intuitiveness?
I have a relationship with the Creator, absolutely.
Do you see, I mean, I'm told that you see something horrendous happening very soon. Do you see that?
Well, not for me.
No. No, not for
not
you.
Not for a lot of us. Maybe not even for you. Horrendous things can happen. Whether or not it has a horrific impact on you, or you know, or the person or the individual, is something else. It would depend on how you perceive that, how you were prepared for it.
Now, here there, I am. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I want to get your thoughts on what you think is happening.
What I solidly believe is going to happen, and what Scripture seems to bear out, is that there will be what we refer to as a rapture of the church, and that is that those individuals that have found their relationship with the Creator and His Messiah, that those will be removed. We're in the tribulation right now. That's a big misconception. We are in the tribulation. We're not in the Great Tribulation. There's a 7 years of Great Tribulation, but the tribulation that we have now that is described in Revelation, in the sealed judgments, I mean, it's all there. You know, right down to the asteroid impact. It would appear that this rapture will happen simultaneously with an asteroid impact. Probably the one that gets us is going to be the one that we don't see.
Is that the one called Wormwood?
No, that would come a little later, and that poisons waters and things like that, which, oddly enough, is actually means a Chernobyl. That same word in
Russian. Yeah, that's true. It does. It does.
And but again, no, that's at another point. Remember, this is very chronologic. It's very laid out chronologically, and it would appear, and again, from other things that even the Messiah said, like wherever the bodies are, there the vultures will be.
So you think the asteroid is going to hit us?
I think an asteroid is going to hit, and not just that, George, but we know, too, that when these asteroids enter the atmosphere, now we know that the Chicago fire was actually begun by one of these asteroids exploding. It wasn't just Chicago that burned that night. There were many small towns out
there. That's true. Many are beginning to think that perhaps an asteroid sparked it.
Exactly. And this is Siberia, you know, in the early 1900s.
Well, when do you think this one could occur?
Well, this one could occur before we even get off the phone. It may not happen for 10 years or 20 years.
Oh,
that's hard to say. Right. Right. But when it does happen, there will be many people that disappear. They will have been taken by the Creator before that 7 years of very horrific events will take place.
What do you mean, taken? Just like
just disappear.
Taken?
We'll just
gone.
Be gone. We'll be taken to the planet heaven or wherever he resides.
I might be interviewing you. I could be talking to you right now, and then poof, you're gone.
Correct.
That fast.
Yes, and it would appear that that would happen on what we see in Leviticus as being the Feast of Trumpets, which is one of the holidays in Israel. It comes right around September. We're told in Thessalonians that it will come like a thief in the night, but that his people will not be in darkness, that they overcomes them like a thief. It actually says that we will have a good idea when this happens. We know the day, we just don't know the year. And if you, and on the lighter side, let me say this. There are some that say, you know, a day is like a 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Therefore, we might be in a 1 week span of time, because there's a 1,000 year reign of peace later on, which could correlate with a seventh day or the day of rest, which means the rest of the planet is 6,000 years. Well, the Hebrew calendar in that particular year date is just 5764 right now, so that would mean that we at least had a couple hundred years left, if that was the way to go. You know, the thing is, we cannot claim that we know everything, but we can claim that we know some things.